The saint, A.W. Tozer said once, must walk alone. What he was saying was, Moses wasn't a team player. Moses, Enoch, Abraham, David, Jesus walked with God to the exclusion of a support network. If God has called you to a secret place in Him, it will be to the exclusion of a safety net or a network of people working with you. You will have to learn to depend upon God alone. My soul waits silently before God, for my expectation is from Him. Psalm 62:1. So the only expectation you're allowed to have in that place that you are drawn to is that God will meet every need that you have, supply all you need to do the job He has called you to do, and your place is to wait silently before Him. The saint must walk alone. Tozer walked alone. He was a man so different from Christian leaders around him, unafraid to speak as God gave him the utterance in his time. In every time, God raises up spokesmen who will speak from the heart of God, not fearing what man can do to them, not leaning on man for any help. These people are not aloof or introspective or unable to relate. They of all probably relate more to humankind than the team player. The team player will get out the list of names and addresses and point you to the person that can help you when you're in a difficulty. The man or woman of God will go to the Lord for you and find out what He's saying. My soul wait only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. It seems to me that there is a division coming in the body of Christ between those who are waiting solely upon God. It's the two pathways again. And those who are team players. Diametrically opposed, because one has a support network and somehow they can get the job done in their human resources department. The other side, the job just won't get done unless God comes and does it. And we don't actually choose which path we're going on. God looks for our willingness. And when the eyes of our heart look to him and He sees submission there to the higher path, then He leads us on that path. Every one of us, I believe, will come to the place where we have that choice to say, Lord, it's You and You alone that I want. My goal is God Himself. The Lord's servant was possessed by God. We'll get challenged on that, and it's no disgrace whatever you choose, because then God takes you on the path that is best for you. So my question for you this morning is, from all the little pointers that I've given you along the way, can you determine which path you're on? No disgrace, doesn't matter which one it is. But it's good to know. You're either leaning on a support network, becoming integrated and knowing who's around you to support you, your prayer network, whatever it is, or it's you and God. Like Moses. Like Abraham, like David, like Jesus. I only do what I see the Father doing. God bless you as you think about this one.